In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating the leave of the coming down of the Holy Spirit and the disciples. And also we're celebrating the wonderful bishop, archbishop, that was St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco. St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco was always smiling. He always had a wonderful expression on his face of having truly the love. He loved the Lord with all his mind and heart and soul, and because he loved the Lord, he was always in prayer. He didn't have to prepare himself for prayer like most of us have to do, to warm up our heart, to be praying to the Lord, as St. John of Croatia says, because St. John of Shanghai was always in prayer, and he had tried to receive communion every day and serve liturgy just about every day. And my beloved, when he was traveling, he would take the holy mysteries with him, and he would always visit the hospitals. He would always go into every hospital, even if he was not called, he would still go, because the Lord will reveal to him that there is an Orthodox Christian that is needing the spiritual help. He needs the prayer, or he needs communion, or even needs the last prayers before the departing. And he would feel that, and after the service, as we would do, he would go to all the hospitals, and in his own diocese, he would assign all the priests that they would have one or two hospitals, depends how many hospitals in the area, and how many priests he has, and he would assign everyone to take care of one or two hospitals. It's mandatory. He demanded that they would all visit the sick, especially on holidays and on Sundays. And himself, he would go through all the hospitals. And that's what he was doing. He was giving the love that he had for the Lord. He was giving and sharing the love with everybody else. And everybody loved him, except, of course, the enemy of God. Our enemy is the demons. They tried to set some people against him. And I remember one incident when one starister, an elder of the church, attacked him over some things, and there was screaming at him and shouting at him, and the saint had listened to it all peacefully and quiet, and didn't reprimand him or didn't put him down in his place. And one of the parishioners came up to him after and said, "Vodika, why didn't you put him in his place? You're an archbishop. How you allowed him to speak like that to you?" And the saint had stated to him, "Oh, don't you understand? It wasn't him speaking, it was the enemy. The enemy grabbed his heart and he was speaking through him. He's trying to do as much damage as possible." Well, he believed that our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but it is against the principalities of hell, as St. Peter had explained to us, and the Lord had also, of course, gave the first thing. He says, "If you want to follow me, pick up your cross and deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me." And the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. We have to work on it. We're not going to get it if we don't want it. And the effort behind, that's what we have to put. But we cannot be able to accomplish anything unless the Lord gives us his grace. But he actually, as you know, he resists the proud. So let's humble ourselves. Let's try to take example of our saints. And there's heaven, the whole heaven is full of everybody that made it to heaven, because they got to receive the grace of God to be able to make it to heaven. And this is where we want to go. May God help us to remember that only for the humble the Lord will give his grace, through which we will be saved. Amen.